The readings for our moment of joy today are many, so I'm going to refer you to the lectionary or the Word Among Us. This is entitled, Glory to God. Let there be light, Genesis 1:3. When the solemn liturgy of the Easter Vigil begins, our churches are different. The lights are out and the tabernacle is empty. We hear several readings on the wonderful works of God throughout salvation history. Then the lights are lit. We rejoice. Glory to God in the highest. Jesus, the light of the world, is risen. He has saved us. Here's what the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches about Holy Saturday. Quote, in His plan of salvation, God ordained that His Son should not only die for our sins, but should also taste death, experience the condition of death, the separation of His soul from His body, between the time He expired on the cross and the time He was raised from the dead. The state of the dead Christ is the mystery of the tomb and the descent into hell. It is the mystery of Holy Saturday, when Christ, lying in the tomb, reveals God's great Sabbath rest after the fulfillment of man's salvation, which brings peace to the whole universe. Christ's stay in the tomb constitutes the real link between His passible state before Easter and His glorious and risen state today. The same person of the living one can say, I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. End quote. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I rejoice with the church, the angels, and all the saints. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. You matter.